So we're going back to the central coast of California in our Wine of the Week.
Well, last week we heard about what California's South has to offer. This week we are going up north in the central coast. And syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg is here with the Wine of the Week. Good to have you back.
Hi, Sean. Hi, Hillary. How are you?
So first, tell us about which region you're talking about here.
The central coast of California is huge. It literally rambles from San Francisco all the way down to Santa Barbara. Last week, we talked a little bit about the wines in the southern part of the region, San Luis Obispo and Santa Barbara. Now we're going to head north back up towards San Francisco.
Is that good territory for Chardonnay growers?
It is if you're the 2009 Chelan Vineyard Monterey County Chardonnay. This comes from vineyards that are predominantly located in the northern Salinas Valley in the Arroyo Seco AVA. Now, the combination of cool nights, warm days, well-drained vineyards, it really allows the fruit to ripen long and slowly throughout the growing season. So what you get is a beautiful wine. It features flavors of green apple, ripe pear, that juicy nectarine pop in the front of the tongue. Then it gets supported by these tropical fruit flavors and a little bright acidity on the end, just enough to hold it together. It's got a little bit of oak treatment, so it's got kind of a creamy frame, which I really like in this wine, and it's only $13.
You've got a good Syrah from Contra Costa. What's up with that?
Actually, it's a Petite Syrah.
Okay.
And it's a beautiful wine. This is the 2008 Rosenblum Cellars Heritage Clone Petite Syrah. It takes full advantage of the old clone vines that have been in the area for over a century. Now, it's got aromas of blueberry jam, blackberry, mocha, just dominate this really fragrant bouquet. But what I really love are the thick and chewy flavors of blackberry, dark cassis, black plum. They just sit in the middle of the tongue and with authority. It's a dense, lovely wine. A lot of people aren't a big fan of Petite Syrah. Try this one. It's delicious. You get a little bit of a black pepper fill-in on the back, dusty tannins, medium body finish, $21. It's worth a try.
I love that. A chewy wine with authority. What about for Pinot Noir lovers?
Well, I think the Central Coast has really come a long way, and particularly with their cool nights, it's a perfect growing area for Pinot Noir. The 2011 J. Lore Fogs Reach Pinot Noir. The fruit comes from Monterey County. Loamy sand, gravelly soils, well-drained, beautiful, beautiful fruit. Produces elegant Pinot Noir. Aromas of wild strawberry, cherry, earthy flavors of dark raspberry. You get the little strawberry and cinnamon in there. And then there's this little pop of black tea at the back end, which is very nice. I really like this graceful finish, $28.
Okay, if you're in a celebratory mood, you want to splurge a little bit, what do you have?
Well, it doesn't get any bigger than the wonderful 2008 Ridge Vineyards Cabernet Sauvignon Estate from the Santa Cruz Mountains. This is a beautiful wine. Cabernet Sauvignon blended in with little bits and pieces of Merlot, Petit Verdot, Cabernet Franc. It's got these beautiful aromas, blackberry, dark licorice, and some floral violet notes in there too. But what I love is the big-bodied wine has enough structure to hold all the flavors of blackberry, dark cherry, little smoked meat in there. Oh, dusty tannins, again, accented by cocoa, vanilla. I could go on and on. Powerful, long finish, $40, great value.
All right. Scott Greenberg always has something to match what you're eating. Check out all of his wine selections on our website. Just search Wine of the Week.